like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right, thanks for tuning in. You are listening to a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We're back for another week. You might be listening online at citr.ca, or you could be listening on podcast. All of our podcast shows are at ozstrandedradio.com. No guests this week. We're taking a little break. It's a shortened show as well, only 1 hour. This week I'm going to get cracking with an old band that I've been meaning to get to. I knew that their CD was around here in the record library where I broadcast a show. They're a really cool sort of 60s garage inspired band from Australia called Rocket Science. And there's really not a lot of information about them online. I'm not sure if they're still around, but I do remember seeing them play live when I lived back in Australia, and they were one of these bands that did a lot of touring and built up a strong following on the sheer strength of a good live show and a couple of good albums too. And I found one of their albums here in the studio, and it's from 2004. It's called Eternal Holiday, and I'm really excited to revisit this myself. They just had this really great 60s sound with some awesome rock keyboards. A really sort of mod-inspired band. And featuring this guy who was lead vocals and keyboardist named Roman Tucker. And he played the theremin as well. And he just hurled himself into it like a man possessed. And that's what you want in a good front man. But what's fascinating about him as well is that he had an extraordinarily bad head injury after a show once that left him completely without memory, complete amnesia. And he was literally in the hospital there for quite a while, and people were playing him his music, and he was literally hearing it for the first time. Amazing stuff. And I mean, apparently, and so this was some time ago, and he did work through it. Somehow he was able to regain his skills as a musician, completely learn what it's all about from scratch, and continue to tour and record. I don't know to when, because I don't see a lot of information about the band in the last few years, but after I play you a few tracks, I'm going to read out an old article I saw from the Sydney Morning Herald where he's talking a bit about that horrific experience, just relearning who he was. So the guy's name is Roman Tucker, and he's the frontman of this band, Rocket Science. I'm going to play for you, I'll start out with a couple of tracks from this 2004 album. It's called Eternal Holiday, so let's start with the track, the title track, and it's the first track of the album, Eternal Holiday. This is Rocket Science. You're listening to Stranded.
I'm UBC's Art Undergraduate Society invites you to its annual Humanities and Social Sciences Conference on January 17th. Attend your choice of 21 undergraduate academic research presentations and the concluding panel discussion featuring CITR's very own Dr. Ira Nadell, host of Arts on Air. Attendance is free and includes lunch and refreshments. Register today at aus.ubc.ca/conference.
Thanks for tuning in. So that band there was called Rocket Science, and they were from Melbourne. Because I'm not sure if they're still around, but I do remember seeing them play a live show, and it was pretty wild. It's the sort of band, these songs are great, but I really don't think it really connects as well as the visceral live show. This guy, Roman Tucker, was a real full-on guy as a frontman, keyboardist, and theremin player. And so basically what happened to him, just before the release of this album called Eternal Holiday from 2004, he tripped and fell backstage at a show. Where is it? So this is a big guy, 6 foot tall. He passed out at the top of a flight of stairs, hit the uncarpeted floor below head first. He knocked himself unconscious and had to be taken to hospital, where he was put into an induced coma to minimize cranial swelling and the chance of brain damage. And apparently he was on no illicit substances, but he had not slept the night before and had no food for 24 hours or something. So, probably not the best thing to do. Anyway, he remained unconscious for 10 days. And when he awoke, they discovered that he had post-traumatic amnesia and he didn't know who his name was or what on earth the music of Rocket Science was. But eventually him and the doctors were able to sort things through, and he took a long time to recuperate and learn how to play music again. And they ended up releasing that album in the August of 2004. And before they knew it, they were in Japan touring with Supergrass. So, you know, it's incredible. What a lucky thing to get through. and it adds a little bit of mystique to the band, I guess. They were pretty cool, as I say, when I saw them play live. I don't know what they're doing these days or if they're even still around. So I thought I'd play for you one more track from this album, Eternal Holiday. Let's play a track called Connect Me. And then I'm going to play for you a newer single from what looked like the last album, which came out in 2008. It's a single that I found online, so I'll play that for you too. And then we'll get into some new Australian music. But for now, we're going back again to 2004. This is Rocket Science. If you like a bit of a retro sound, these guys were great. Sort of 60s keyboard-driven kind of sound, you know, obviously, and rock guitar as well. And with the great frontman in Roman. So here we go. This is Rocket Science.
You can lay ocean, I see a lawless face. Love is in your hair, I feel your wild embrace. Magic in your lipstick, in your stare. Magic in your fingers and in your hair. In my style. Enjoying the transit, I feel so numb. Impersonal interaction, it's all so dumb. But also to remind me just how real you are. Amongst the faceless people, you're a savage star. In my style, you're all my. You and me forever. Love is in your eyes. You know we're just the same. Tired of the empty chains. There's passion in your eyes. Waiting at the station, I see a lawless place. Feathers in your hair, I feel your wild embrace. Magic in your lipstick and your stare. Magic in your fingers and in your hair. In my style.
Found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
And you're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Two more tracks there from Rocket Science band from Melbourne. Good retro sound there, and that was actually a single from the last album that came out in 2008, and the track is With You, I'll Be Someone. And before that was one more track from the 2004 record, which was called Eternal Holiday, and you heard the track Connect Me. So I'm wondering where you guys are right now, Rocket Science. You did a lot of recording and touring in the early noughties. And as I mentioned before, Roman Tucker, the singer, had that horrible experience with that head injury backstage at a show, but went on to continue touring. That's a cool thing. So let's move from Melbourne to Sydney now with a brand new track from a similarly styled band, I suppose you'd say. The band is called Lost Tones, and we're going to play the title track Psychotropic from the album with the same name, which has come out on the venerable Off the Hip label out of Melbourne, and also on a Portuguese garage label called Groovy Records. So I hope you like the sounds of Lost Tones up right now on Stranded. These guys are from Sydney.
We'll be right back. represents a spiritual connection between people and God. Need it to be explained.
If they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Hey, this is Bailey from Gravemaker. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Well, we've started the show with some awesome music this week, I think, garage and rock kind of sound. So those three bands there. First up was Lost Tones. Awesome throwback 60s fuzz sound there from those guys. Lost Tones from Sydney. And in the middle was, I think, one of the most inventive bands out in Australia right now, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Wow. That track was called Cellophane. It came out last year. These are all new songs, of course. And that song there was by an artist simply known as Andre. And he comes from Melbourne. And he has a track, 7-track LP called Smooth Move. And that was kind of a smooth, but grungy kind of sound there. A very lazy sort of sound. The track was called The Weight of It All. Very effective, I think. The song was called Singletown. Now, the next song we're going to play is called The Weight of It All. We're shifting into the Canadian section of the show now, and let's move into the more singer-songwriter territory. This lady is named Kim Harris, and she is from Nova Scotia, and we don't play enough Nova Scotia music on this show. So here we go. This is Kim Harris, a song called The Weight of It All, and coming all the way to us from Nova Scotia in Canada.
I was born to a hunter, I was born in a flame, yeah. the scene of a battle scar. I am the lover of the way you are. I am the lover of the way you are. I am the gravity that holds you down. I am the jewel in the thorny crown. I am the furthest from the madding crowd. I am the seventh of the 7 pounds. I am the tremor in the nightmare deep. I am the ceiling on your lifelong dream. I am the medicine that keeps you clean. I am the fortune in the telling scheme. I am the night, I am the night. 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 And I'm the one who's gonna fall apart when everybody else breaks your heart. I am the song, I am the hymn of sin. I'm the addiction and I'm
drip drop, when will this rain ever stop? 'Cause I'm going, going insane. One, two, three, four. Pacing around on the kitchen floor, 'cause I'm going, going insane. Won't somebody please, it's time to come back in. Won't somebody please tell the sun to come back again? Drip drop, drip drop. When will these tears ever stop? 'Cause I'm going, going insane. One, two,
One, two, three, four, curled up in a ball on the kitchen floor, 'cause I go in, I'm going in. Won't somebody please tell my baby to come back again? Won't somebody please tell my baby to come back again? Drip drop, drip drop, when will this rain ever stop? 'Cause I'm going, going insane.
And more about fashion. We asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, thanks for tuning in. Not much left of the show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. So, three wonderful female voices there. First, at the top of the set, we're heading way over to the other side of the country. That was Kim Harris from Nova Scotia, a song called The Weight of It All. And next was Amelia Curran, even further east. She's from Newfoundland. So, great stuff. A track called I Am the Night. I really need to play more music from that part of the world. Then we flipped over to the complete opposite side of the country to right here in Vancouver. And Lee Barley, we heard, with Drip Drop. And, of course, Lee was our special guest last week on the show. Our blog is ozstrandedradio.com. Lots of interviews there. And, of course, Lee played last Sunday night at our very fourth Sunday session. So here on the show Stranded, we've been hosting an acoustic show on the second Sunday of every month in the side room of the Railway Club. And last week was just fantastic. It's exactly my vision of how I thought it would play out. Lots of people came along, beautiful setting in the intimate room and the side room of the Railway. Lee was great, and we had a special guest play too, all the way from the UK. She was here visiting family, Christina Lau, so it was extra special. We'll keep you posted about the very next show. It looks like I'm almost finalizing the lineup for that, so I'll let you know next week. This is Stranded. You can find us online, as I said, ozstrandedradio.com, and we're also on Twitter at ozstrandedradio. So let's play, we'll see if we have time for one more track now. A Vancouver band, long-term Vancouver band. This is Mecha Normal with their latest record, Empathy for the Evil. Let's play you track 3, Wasn't Said. You're in Stranded.
This void of no. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not